From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. After a strong victory in the Kansas caucuses this weekend, Rick Santorum is hoping to take his momentum into the Deep South. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports all of the GOP candidates have been campaigning in Alabama and Mississippi ahead of Tuesday's primary contests.
Santorum will campaign in Meridian and Gulfport today, seeking support from conservative evangelical voters. And Newt Gingrich makes a stop outside Jackson, trying to convince the same group of Republicans. Mitt Romney is also trying to attract Deep South voters. At a stop last week, the former Massachusetts governor mentioned eating a biscuit and what he called cheesy grits. Gingrich jumped on that, saying a candidate that doesn't know grits may not understand the South. Gingrich hopes to win Alabama and Mississippi, but Santorum has said the former speaker should get out of the race so he can become the alternative to Romney. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.
Former UN chief and special envoy Kofi Annan is not yet done trying to end the violence in Syria. He's holding more talks with President Bashar al-Assad today before heading to the Gulf state of Qatar. Annan arrived in Syria this weekend, but yesterday Assad rejected his proposals, saying there can't be any immediate negotiations with the opposition so long as what he said were terrorist groups operating in the country. Annan arrived in Damascus as Syrian armed forces opened a fresh assault on rebel-held areas in the north. In Japan today, people are marking the one-year anniversary of the devastating earthquake and tsunami that crippled the country. That woman says she can't stop crying for her father, who was among the thousands who died in the tsunami. She left a flower for him at a symbolic pine tree that's still standing in the tsunami zone. Today's anniversary was also marked with a moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear rallies. It's been a year since the disaster, and Japan's economy is still struggling. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports that fuel costs are a big part of the cause.
The tsunami destroyed four nuclear power plants and caused two others to shut down. Since then, concerns about the safety of nuclear power have temporarily closed 52 of the country's nuclear plants, leaving only two operating. To make up for that electricity, Japan has had to buy more coal, natural gas, and fuel oil from foreign sources. That's pushed Japan's balance of trade into a deficit for the first time in decades. Economists say if Japan decides not to switch most of those reactors back on, replacing them will take decades at a cost that will undercut growth in the nation's economy. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Turning to Afghanistan now, where a U.S. service member is in custody. Afghan officials say he walked out of his base in the southern province of Kandahar today and allegedly started shooting civilians. It's not clear how many people may have been killed or wounded. You're listening to NPR News. Authorities in the Pacific Northwest are searching for four people who disappeared from a fishing trawler. All Coast Guard crews have found so far is a debris field, an empty damaged lifeboat, and an oil sheen several miles off the coast of Washington State. Coast Guard Petty Officer Sean Eggert says crews are working hard to find the missing fishermen.
We are continuing to draw on our, on the many resources at our disposal to try and locate the crew of this vessel. We all hope for a good outcome to this.
An air search is expected to resume today, but two Coast Guard cutters worked through the night. In college basketball, today is Selection Sunday for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The women's bracket will be released tomorrow. As Greg Eklund reports from Kansas City, the Lady Bears of Baylor will be the only undefeated team on the Division I level heading into the women's tournament play.
Saturday afternoon, the Baylor Lady Bears defeated Texas A&M, last year's national champion, 73-50 in Kansas City. 6'8" Brittany Griner, who tallied 45 points in the semifinals, scored only 11, but her surrounding cast picked her up. With an undefeated record so far, Baylor head coach Kim Mulkey says her team was low-key in its celebration.
This is just a little step along the way. We have worked so hard to try to win six basketball games, and now those six basketball games are right here before you.
It takes six victories to win the NCAA tournament. That would give Baylor 40 wins in all, which has never been accomplished in women's college basketball. Though the Connecticut women were undefeated four times, they never reached the 40-victory plateau. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.